This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. In honor of Black History Month, Total Information AM is looking at what the Black community in St. Louis needs to move forward and thrive. KMOX told you about the St. Louis Reparations Commission recent report. It assessed historic and current racial injustice. That report also outlined a number of recommendations for the future. And this week, we're going to look at some of those, starting today with what our education system needs. In studio with us is Dr. Jerome Morris, the E. Desmond Lee Endowed Professor of Urban Education and Director of the Center for Communally Bonded Research at the University of Missouri-St. Louis. He joins us in studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Megan. Thank you.
I really appreciate you coming in with us because I want to take a deeper dive into some of the recommendations that this report outlined. But first, let's look just briefly in St. Louis at what the historic inequity has been in education.
Yes. So one of the things I think is very important to think about the historical context is that you have to also first begin with how did African people come here in terms of the history. African people prior to U.S. Enslavement they had systems of education in place. And so one of the things I tell people is that if you began a people's history with slavery, and this is Dr. John Henry Clark talked about. He said, if you begin the people's history with slavery, everything else looks like progress. And so one of the things we got to understand is that Black people had families, Black people had communities, Black people had systems of education. Then we were enslaved and brought here and was here to serve as startup capital for American capitalism. And so you're really that startup capital. The Black bodies are serving that purpose. And so the question becomes, what to do once African people become free? And that was a question that was posed, written wonderfully by Dr. James Anderson wrote a book called The Education of Black People in the South. One of the things important, a lot of my research talks about Black folks in the South and why it's important to understand the Southern Black experience as central in terms of the experiences of Black people in America. When you think about the South, 90% of Black people lived in the South up until like 1920. And so we saw from the Great Migration, the mass movement, and many Black people a little bit earlier moved here, the Exodusters we talk about, but Black folks moved to Missouri, but Missouri was a slave state too. So, but still Black people found St. Louis as a place of refuge in many ways. And so we think about it like that, providing that context, but knowing that there were Missouri laws that say you can't educate Black folks. And so that becomes central. And so if we had rectified, this country had rectified the issue coming out of enslavement, what to do with free Black people, and there was this promise of 40 acres and a mule, we wouldn't have some of these questions people are debating today. The issue is that there has never been any effort to repair the injustices that Black people face, even in places like St. Louis that had some semblance of hope for Black people. There was still this perpetuation of inequality, and education was central to that.
What is our status today? When we look at the education that our kids in the city of St. Louis are getting? What are the racial inequities that still exist for those kids and their families?
Yes, one of the things that we often use a race lens to try to understand what's happening. And I argue that it's important to bring race intersecting with class and also this notion of a race caste structure. And that is, and many of people have written about it. I don't know if people saw that movie called Caste. And there was some research that was done decades ago, Du Bois, Allison Davis, a number of scholars have talked about black folks are really a caste, locked in a caste structure. You can move up socioeconomically. You can become a millionaire or a billionaire. But there's still this stigmatization that goes along with being the descendants of enslaved black people. That's one of the issues. So where we are today, we are in a situation, not just in St. Louis, but in the United States, and where you do have this caste structure that still exists. And you see people, immigrant groups, African descended immigrant groups, sometimes can move in and out of that caste structure. But you have that. So St. Louis is a microcosm of what we're experiencing nationally. The issue really is around the economic disparities, the wealth disparities that black people have as a function of the caste structure and the perpetuation of injustices over time. That laws that were set into place to advantage white people, to disadvantage enslaved African people, and always remember indigenous people too, because we're here in their spaces. So what you have right now in St. Louis is that you have an underclass in many ways, people locked into a caste structure, many at the bottom, and there's no effort to really address that. There have been symbolic efforts, but the question around reparations is really about providing, repairing, and also ensuring some equity in terms of resources. A lot of times people talk about symbolism, but we always have to think about what are the objective conditions of people. And those objective conditions are that people don't have wealth. People don't have resources. When you give people resources, not children, when you give adults resources, then they share those resources to children. Quite often policies are targeted toward children and people like, well, let's move the children into so-called good schools in the form of desegregation. And when you have that type of model or paradigm of reform, you really are only addressing the child. You're disconnecting or divorcing the child from the family ecosystem, because you're really talking about how do we ensure quality education for children. That's what a lot of my work deals with. And I really argue that it's important for us to think about the ecosystem of black education and not just individualized components of it. And that's part of the work that I've written. I've developed a theory called communally bonded education model. And it's the essence of the work that I do at the Center for Communally Bonded Research. And I can talk a little bit more about that.
Maybe. Yeah. Oh, and I wish we had more time. I want to, you know, you've touched on it, but, you know, give us maybe a couple of action points that we need to really repair those communities and how it would impact the education.
Great question. The one thing I argue or assert is that it's very important for us to think about the education of black children, the education of black people as part of an ecosystem, and understand that education policy is inextricably linked to housing and economic policy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Okay, that's the first thing. That is not sufficient to say we're going to educate or try to provide schooling to a child, but detach that child from the family and detach that family from a community, and detach that family from the businesses. We have to think holistically about how do we create the ecosystem. That means providing resources for family. This is why reparations become important. How do family members have resources? And then this is why it's important to not just only think about supporting the family, but what are the communities around there? Is there infrastructure in there? So we have to have policies that create affordable housing or accessible housing, policies that provide viable opportunities for adults to have income. And then we're thinking holistically and also engage communities, build on the strengths of Black communities and Black schools in St. Louis. One of the things I've come here and I realize the decimation, I've witnessed the decimation of Black communities and Black schools in St. Louis, like unlike many places I've seen, particularly around schools. You have some historic schools like Dunbar Elementary School, shut down, named after a famous poet. Sumner High School, on the verge of being shut down. I'm on the advisory board to try to help keep it open. And so what I'm saying is this, the erasure or the decimation of Black educational spaces and Black institutions is really what's happening. We have to build those. We really have to rekindle a sense of communally bondedness for Black people in St. Louis. And it starts with economic resources.
Well, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Is that
We'll have to follow up with you.
All right.
You know, maybe look at what some of the next steps are and some of the milestones that you want to set for this work.
Okay. Thank you very much, Megan.
Wonderful. Really appreciate you coming in studio this morning. That is Dr. Jerome Morris, the E. Desmond Lee Endowed Professor of Urban Education. And as he mentioned, the director of the Center for Communally Bonded Research at the University of Missouri, St. Louis, joining us this morning on KMOX.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.